Dirty Diana is presented by Dipsy. Desire is a fire to be stoked. Connect with your sexual self with Dipsy and download the app today. Please be advised, this show contains adult language and explicit scenes. Not advised for persons under the age of 17. Q Code presents Dirty Diana, created by Shauna Festi, starring and produced by Demi Moore.
No one cares, Diana. I've had the keys for months. Come in.
No one's here?
No, not for hours. It looks different during the day, doesn't it? You can see everything that the music and the booze covers up. You know those places that even after they've just been clean, never feel clean? Like, who knows what nasty shit is in these curtains? Ugh. But in daylight, you know, we're all the same. You can see all the C-section scars, the bad skin, everything. We can hide at night with makeup and good lighting.
Okay, so why don't we start? I have to get to work soon.
I want us to be friends, Diana.
That's really not possible. You wanted to do this. I'm here. Let's get it over with.
Are you this rude to everyone who tells you their innermost fantasies?
I'm recording in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hi, I'm Amanda. I'm 25.
I don't want to know. I don't need you to introduce yourself. Just tell me your fantasy.
Okay. My fantasy. I get turned on just thinking about it. So I'm in the shower all by myself, and I'm soaping up my big, firm tits and playing with my hard little nipples. And as I rinse off my tight-toned ass, I hear a noise. It's my neighbor, and he's naked, and he looks fine as hell. His huge cock is rock hard.
Can you stop? This isn't what I want.
No, it gets better.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't believe a word you just said.
I know how to get men off.
That's not what this is about.
So what do you want?
You know, we don't have to do this. I've already got another fantasy lined up. Why don't we just call it?
No. I mean, you want something real, I can give you real.
I don't think you can.
Well, we made a deal.
Fine. Start from the beginning. Tell me your fantasy.
It's about this new guy I'm seeing. He's different from the guys I usually date. He holds doors open for me. He asks me what kind of wine I want, like I'd have some real opinion about it or something. He gives me his jacket when I try and look all cute and wear something tiny and cold as hell. And he's hot. He's older, but not like grandpa old. But old, like, he knows what he wants. He knows how to treat a woman. He knows how to fuck a woman. His name is Oliver.
I don't need to know his name.
Okay. So, in my fantasy, he takes me away for the weekend. Just us. Maybe hill country? Or, I don't know, somewhere really pretty where we have to drive for a long time. He loves listening to my music, so I play Billie Eilish, and he plays Radiohead for me, and we stop, and we look at all the views. A tourist offers to take our picture, because we look so happy. And we get to the hotel, which is like made for couples. It looks out over the swimming pool and every room is expensive. And has these really nice, soft sheets. And he's called ahead, and he's planned everything. So there's rose petals on the bed, and like chocolate dipped strawberries, and they like folded the towels into like swans or something. And he tells me for the first time that he loves me. And he wants to start a life with me. Because he's never met anyone like me. And then he takes off his clothes. And he's a runner. So, you know, his body is all lean and toned, and anything Oliver does to me drives
me. I don't want to know his name.
Sorry. We straight make love. Like, he looks me in the eye. And when he first goes inside me, his face changes. And I love that moment. Like, he's almost shocked by how good I feel. And he wipes my hair off my forehead, and he grabs my ass, which he loves so much. And he tells me he's never been with anyone with an ass like mine. He wants to stay there forever. I mean, he can come just by eating my pussy. And when I suck his dick, his perfect fucking dick, he tastes incredible. And we can go like that. All night, just making each other come over and over again. And I never want to stop.
Okay, that's enough. I got enough.
But I didn't finish.
I got enough. I recorded you. It will go up on the site. We're done.
We're moving in together.
No, you're not.
Ask him.
Oh, shit. God damn it. Son of a bitch. Oh.
You have two new messages. Hi, Diana. It's me again, Jody. I just wanted to update you about Girl Scouts. Layla's mom is gonna help out, so no need to call back. Also, I ran into Oliver at the movies last night. I wasn't sure I should tell you. He was with what I'm assuming was his niece?
Oh, God.
Message deleted.
Such an asshole.
Diana, it's your mother. Yes, your mother. No matter how many times you've told yourself you don't have one, I do indeed exist. I may not exist on your little lists at school or in your perfect suburban life, but I am living and breathing, and frankly, I'm fucking pissed.
Message deleted.
God damn it! Are you kidding me? Hey, hey, excuse me, do you know whose car that is?
Nope, sorry.
I mean, this is my freaking space.
Bummer.
Every day. Shit.
So glad you could join us.
Sorry, someone parked in my spot again.
Are you gonna make a citizen's arrest, Diana?
Very funny. What did I miss?
We're just waiting for Petra. She finally settled on her first investment.
Oh, Petra's here?
Yeah, she stepped out to take a call. Shouldn't be long.
Okay, great. You know, whatever she's decided, I think we should all just keep an open mind.
Are you feeling okay, Diana? You look a little flushed.
I'm fine. Yeah, thank you. It's been a long morning.
There she is. Here, allow me. We're all very eager to hear what you decided.
The decision was easy.
Wonderful, wonderful. Nice piece of real estate? Well, we can certainly work that into the portfolio.
No, it's more tech. A company called Have a Good Wood. It's an erotic website for women.
I'm sorry. Goodwood. Well, what is that?
She's teasing Alan, obviously.
Oh, of course. That's very funny.
I'm not joking, Diana. I thought you'd understand that. It's a small business, Alan, that could be thriving with the right amount of financial support.
What is it? Pornography?
Maybe. Erotica. I've never been one for labels.
You know, I just wonder if there are other more trusted investment opportunities.
I like Goodwood.
So you've heard of this, Diana?
No.
Have a Goodwood?
Of course not.
Well, and assuming it's legal, what level of investment do you have in mind?
$1 million, to start.
Oh, wow.
Let us look into this company for you first. We'll see what we can find out.
You know, maybe first we dig into some of the other ideas we presented. You know, some incredible investment opportunities are here.
They didn't feel incredible to me.
Well, you should look again.
Diana.
No, thank you. I know what I want, Diana.
Well, clearly you don't.
Diana.
Thank you so much, Alan. Nice to see you as always. You and your wife should really check out the site. I bet she could use a good cum.
Petra! Petra, what are you thinking?
Please don't be mad. I thought you would actually be happy.
Look, they're gonna find out. They'll find out, and I will be fired. And if they find out, then everyone's gonna find out.
That's kind of the point, Diana. I just gave you an out. You don't have to work at this frat house anymore. We can work together. I can give you a salary. You can be your own boss.
You can't just make that decision for me.
How is that even a decision? Do you actually like working here?
Well, I like my life as it is.
Being two completely different people.
Well, look, I have done okay so far.
You don't seriously believe that, do you? You are literally coming apart before my eyes.
What?
You picked up?
What number are you calling from?
Friends. You screened all my calls.
Look, you're not supposed to call me. We have an agreement.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help myself.
What do you want?
Johnny's sick. He's in the hospital. I thought you might want to know. Your stepfather is dying.
What happened?
He fell. And he's 6'4", so you can imagine. He went down pretty hard.
Okay, well, I'll send him something.
He might die, Diana. I might lose my husband. I mean, he's no Prince Charming like your father was. He's had his issues, but he's my husband. Lucky number three.
Right.
I don't want to be that mother who doesn't talk to her daughter. I don't want that for us.
Well, then you should have behaved differently.
Oh, woulda, shoulda, coulda.
Look, okay, I have to go.
Oh, wait, let me take the first step. I'll take the first step. I'm willing to be the better person. Honey, I'll come over. I'll make you a Shirley Temple and a grilled cheese with mayo.
I'm sorry, Mom. I have to go.
Cause it's ladies' night, and the feeling's right. Oh, yes, it's ladies' night. Oh,
hey, Eric, this is not the time. Please.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry, are you okay?
She's fine, long day.
Marg's on me tonight. I don't like seeing my lady sad.
Thanks, Eric.
That's sweet of you, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
God, could I get more pathetic?
Well, if you had sex with him, that would be worse, hon.
Look, this is normal. Diana, what you are doing right now, I mean, come on. It's totally normal.
How old is she?
Oh, you know, like mid-20s.
She's a dancer? Like a gentleman's club dancer?
Yeah, stripper, yes.
How do you know?
He told me.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You have to end this before it gets out. If people find out about this...
No one knows, okay? No one.
Yeah, and no one is going to find out either, Loren.
Well, I won't say a word, obviously, but word spreads and you already don't go to church.
Hey, why don't you go with Danny and I this Sunday? That would make a statement. Show everyone.
That is a great idea. Go on your own. People will see you there, and that will make a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll blame it all on Oliver, which they should, of course.
You know, I've never been to a strip club, but oh my God, I can just imagine the smell in there.
This is going to be okay. You are going to be just fine.
Yes, you
we
are.
We just need more drinks. Eric?
You know, it's not over, me and Oliver.
Diana, of course it is. He is dating a stripper. You do not come back from that.
No.
Guys, we're just on a break.
Oh, my God.
Oh, honey.
None of this is normal. Why can't you see that? Oliver is a pervert, okay? He's probably some kind of sex addict. You know, I bet this is not the first time either, I'm sure.
No, it never is.
No, I think this... I think it's the first.
Come on. You are too trusting, Diana. God, this is not the time to be naive. And Oliver is clearly not the man you thought he was. God, he's disappointed all of us, to be honest.
Just listen to me. Go straight home, hire a divorce attorney, take a bath, and be there for Ella. That's all you can do right now.
Well, it's nice of you to show up this time.
I'm so sorry I'm late. It's not going to take me very long to set up at all.
I'm joking. You're good. Trust me, I'm very used to it. I had 5 brothers growing up, and my mom called us all the wrong names. It's cool.
And I'm so sorry for canceling on you earlier. I don't usually do that either. Just something came up that I couldn't get out of. Oh, shit. Shit.
Diana, be real. Are you okay?
Yes, I am. Absolutely. I...
Stop fronting. Like, it's fine. It's truly fine if you're not okay. Like, it's... You don't have to be okay for me.
You're so sweet. And I appreciate it, but this is about you. Not me. Did you pick a fantasy?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Well, then let's record it.
Oh, you know what you want, huh? I like that.
Well, sometimes. So, what is your fantasy?
It's about my first time. But, like, not my real first time, because that was just fucking horrible. But... I mean, the first time in my head, now that was like in the movies.
So tell me about it.
It's my graduation night, and it's all going down with the quarterback of the football team. Oh my gosh. He looks like a fucking 90s heartthrob. Tim is his name, and, you know, of course, if he's the quarterback of the football team, then I'm obviously going to be the head cheerleader, so... Tim and I, you know, were dating for all of high school and really saving ourselves, you know, for this night. And that's hard, because this man, 6'3", size 12 foot, like, I know what he's packing, so... But we've been saving ourselves, and we're finally fucking ready because we're both leaving for college the next day, and we have no idea if we'll just ever fucking see each other again. Tim's parents are finally out of town, and we have, like, the whole house to ourselves. And, like, yeah, we're both teenagers, but this man, like, he makes me dinner. Like, something from, like, a recipe book. And then I go into the bathroom, you know, so we can go take a bath. And I open the door, and there's everything. He got blunts rolled, music, drinks, food, everything, so we can be comfortable. He bathes me, and he lets his guard down, and he lets me bathe him. We crawl into his parents' bed together. I am so small in his arms. I lie there imagining what our life could be like together. Like, if we just finally just, like, fucking chose each other. Even the dorky stuff. You know, something probably, like, in your life. Like, all the, you know, pictures on the nightstand, like, are, like, of the, you know, kids or whatever. It's totally fucking normal domestic bliss between us.
Is that it?
Girl, oh, God, no. We fuck. Like, we fuck each other's brains out all night long. Tim gets his shit right. Just crazy, insatiable sex everywhere in that fucking room. He sets a tone when his dick is rock hard and you see the veins and it's fucking throbbing for me. Like me, he's choosing me. I don't know if it hurts or if it hurts so good. But these strokes, they're his own. Like, I mean, sometimes they're fucking fierce, you know? And hey, it's cool. You know, I like a little bruise from time to time. And then other times, you know, they're like really slow and gentle. Whatever it is, like, we get in a lifetime of fucking that night. And we're there, you know, covered in, like, sweat and cum. And 2 minutes after our climax, he makes me come again. And I promise you, I could die with a smile on my face because, like, everything I've been waiting for is actually worth it. You know, every girl thinks about her first time and has, like, such high hopes, like, you plan it all in your head, like, how it's gonna go down. And then you're like, wow, that was it? So when it happens, you know exactly how you dreamed it would. Or when you feel so horny for someone and you imagine how perfect sex with them will be and then, like, it actually is. Girl, that's the definition of a fantasy.
Well, maybe that exists for someone.
Maybe.
I mean, I hope it would for my daughter.
Oh, you're smiling. I like that.
Diana.
Okay. Excuse me. Sorry. Thanks for saving me a seat.
Sorry, so far back.
Yeah. Oliver.
Yeah.
I think our daughter's the worst one.
You think so, do you? Voice is really cutting through, isn't it?
It's your mother's voice, by the way.
It is. And my mother sounds exactly like Eleanor Roosevelt.
Yes, exactly. And so does she.
Shh. Please.
Sorry.
Hey, do you remember caroling with her last year? Do you remember that?
Oh, gosh.
Do you remember? She was...
She was so confused when people would guess George.
But you know, that I was trying to sing louder just to try to drown her out.
Yeah, I heard you, and we all know your voice is...
Well, hey, it is better than our daughter's.
Oh, yeah, way better, way better.
Pizza after this.
Yeah, sure.
Hey again, this is Tess from the Dirty Diana producing team, here to talk about our sponsor, Dipsy Audio Stories. I'm a big fan of Dipsy. I love how accessible they are. Their clean, comforting, and professional design brought me in right away. It felt like a reminder that this isn't something that you need to hide, but something that is super normal and can be integrated into your day-to-day. But beyond just how I feel, I wanted to share a few quotes from other women about their takes on the platform. This is one of my favorites. Quote, "Hearing women advocating for their boundaries and needs in a sexual context is low-key healing." End quote. And one more, quote, "It has allowed me to explore my fantasies without shame and make my sexual wellness not just permissible, but a priority. It's amazing that an app can be that transformational, but it is," end quote. And that feels like what Dipsy and Dirty Diana are all about. Slowing down, taking care of ourselves, putting our mental health in focus. So for listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering a 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/Diana. That's a 30-day free trial when you go to dipseastories.com/Diana. dipsystories.com/Diana.
I can't believe the car ride still knocks her out.
I know, it's amazing. Thanks for carrying her up. You know, I always hate waking her.
And for a good reason.
Yes.
Do you remember that car trip to Taos? Do you remember that?
Which one? When she threw up in her booster seat and it smelled for years?
Yes, exactly that one. Do you know? But I was thinking more about when we make the mistake of waking her and our sweet little four-year-old angel started yelling, "What the fuck are you doing? Where the fuck am I? Where the fuck am I?"
Oh, my God. I was so embarrassed.
Fuck, she had the voice of that girl in The Exorcist. Do you remember?
She cursed at us. Oh, my God. Everyone was staring at us. I mean, what four-year-old talks like that? I mean, they must have just thought I was the worst mother ever.
Well, who cares what they thought? You're an amazing mother. You always have been.
Thank you. Do you want to stay and have a glass of wine?
Probably shouldn't. It's training.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Of course.
Well, have a good night.
Yeah, you too.
This was fun, right?
It was, yeah.
You know, that's not the only trip to Taos that I remember. The trip we took right after our wedding, I still think about it.
I remember.
That night, the snowstorm. How many times did we have sex?
What are we doing, Oliver?
How many times? How many times? I think it was like 5 or 6. We just kept going. I mean, I could come and get hard in minutes.
Why are we talking like this?
Because I like remembering that night. I like remembering us that night.
Oliver.
I still miss you. This is not easy for me. I still think about you.
I think about you too. Mm.
Oliver.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to ask me.
Ask you what?
What I want.
What do you want?
I want to fuck you. Oh, God. You feel so good.
Oh, say that again. Say it again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God, you feel so good.
Why did we wait so long, Diana, for fuck's sake?
Oh, I don't know. I love you, Oliver. Feels really different.
Yeah. It was nice.
Can you stay tonight?
I have a very early run, so I think I told you. Let me just grab a quick shower and...
Yeah, of course. Hey, you know, I think I might know someone who could take over your lease for the apartment.
What?
Yeah, he's looking for a better space and he has money to spend.
Wait, I like my place.
Well, I don't blame you. Well, maybe we hold on to it for a while and make it our little escape.
No. That's not what I meant. I meant I don't want to move.
Well, of course, not this second. But, you know, when you come back.
Hey, I'm sorry, but I'm not coming back. I don't want to move back in. Diana.
Okay. But what about what just happened?
We got carried away. I mean, I got carried away. I'm sorry.
You said if there was anything left, any kind of spark, we could work with that.
Yes, I know, but you know what? I'm mad at you. I am. And I still fucking feel that. And I can just tell you, having sex one random night hasn't fucking fixed it. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, let's talk about it in therapy.
No. No, I am. I need a break. Real break. A break from therapy and break from you.
Wow.
What do you mean, wow? I mean, did you really think having breakup sex was just going to seduce me back into our broken marriage? Is that... Do you think I'm that easily swayed, really? Do you? I mean, do you think you have some kind of magic fucking vagina or
you know,
what
you
is
don't
it?
Have to be shitty, Oliver. Like, is this about Amanda? Is that what this is?
It's not just about Amanda. I am seeing her, so she's part of it, but it's just...
It's
about
you're seeing her.
Yes.
But you're still married to me, Oliver. I'm still your wife, okay? So what will I tell Ella?
Are you going to take her to one of Amanda's shows? Huh? What are you going to tell your friends?
I don't
bring her to a dinner party.
I don't give a shit what they think.
She's a fucking stripper and looks like one. A bimbo.
Can you hear yourself? Can you? I'm done with this conversation. It's not healthy.
Okay, so what happens now?
I don't know what happens now. I am angry, and I just want to stay that way. Fucking angry.
Okay, great. Be angry. Then what?
I just said it. I don't fucking know.
Okay, well then how long do you want to be angry for?
Jesus Christ, Diana. I have no fucking clue. What is going on? Why are you all of a sudden fighting for our marriage, hmm? You were done with me, remember? You didn't even want to fucking touch me, remember? What are you even doing right now?
Look, I know we have issues.
Yes.
But I'm here and I'm ready.
No, you're not. I don't think you are. You're not ready. Because this is your ego. I'm the one who's leaving now. And you can't take it, can you? It just hurts, doesn't it? I've pursued you our whole fucking marriage. Well, you don't control our narrative anymore.
Jesus Christ, Diana, what happened to you?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm having trouble sleeping, that's all.
Yeah, you look like my wife after watching a This Is Us marathon. Anyway, the team looked into this haveagoodwood.com.
Did you?
Yeah, Barry Mom and Pop. Deranged fantasies recorded by a cat lady. Petrol will lose every penny.
Really? That bad, huh?
Oh, hey. We back on good wood?
Yeah, the guys and I had a good laugh over it. Hey, tell her about the mask girl.
Oh, you mean the mortician who wanted to screw her dead boyfriend?
That's the one.
I'm getting that poor guy a restraining order. I don't care if he's dead.
You know, maybe it isn't for everyone.
Well, look, you know, I've never watched porn myself, but I would imagine the allure would be seeing the actual act, you know what I mean? Not listening to lonely women cry about it.
Yeah, right.
I mean, some of these women, you feel sorry for them by the end.
Have a good wood. I don't understand. It should be called no wood.
God.
Yeah. I get it. It won't make any money.
Make money? It's hemorrhaging the $30 of production value it has already.
Now, she'll lose every cent, but let her do it. I don't care. We gain her trust in the process.
If you want a good laugh, you should check out the site yourself, Diana. It's like listening to a car crash.
Oh, shit. Oh, God, God, God. Where the fuck? Oh, shit. Oh.
You hit it pretty good.
It ran right in front of me. I mean, I didn't have time to stop. I mean, did you see that?
No.
It just practically ran into my car. Oh, shit. Stupid fucking cat.
It's just a stray. The woman down the block feeds them. There's almost 50. Well, 49 now.
Hello, Diana.
Fuck! Oh, how did you get in here?
My granddaughter let me in.
You saw Ella?
Oh, relax. I told her I'm your new secretary.
Where is she?
Your babysitter girl took her for a long walk. But we had a very lovely chat. I wasn't surprised to learn that she thought her grandmother was dead. How did you kill me off? I hope you gave me a sexy demise.
You need to leave.
No place to go.
Well, you can't stay here.
You've been crying. Ah. That snooze fest finally left you, didn't they?
I ran over a cat.
In your car?
Yes.
Did you kill it?
I think so.
What do you mean? You just left it there? To die alone in the streets?
I think it was dead.
Think and know are worlds apart, Diana. Oh, how could someone I raised be so cruel?
Well, you didn't raise me.
Oh, really? Who did?
I did.
Oh, don't be dramatic.
I need you to leave. We have an agreement.
I'm sick of that agreement. I'm thinking I finally need to be around family. I'm getting older. I don't want to be a cat that you just run over and leave for dead in the street. Where is that snooze fest?
Don't call him that.
Well, that's what he is. His dick put you to sleep, didn't it?
He's out of town.
Perfect. I'll take his room. I'm assuming you sleep in separate bedrooms.
I'll call the police.
You really want a cop car pulling up to your fancy neighborhood? I'm a screamer, Diana, did you forget? And you know I love putting on a show.
Why are you doing this? Why?
Because I don't think it's healthy. All this lying. It's a cancer, Diana. It'll eat you up inside. And I think it's time that people knew the truth. No more hiding. Just the real truth. Even if you feel ashamed.
You're dead to me.
No, Diana. No. Not anymore. I am very much alive. And this little cocoon you've created to pretend like your shit never happened, well, I'm gonna blow that the fuck up.
Well, you're too late.
What are you talking about?
You're too late to blow up my life because I already did. Okay, I fucked it all up. I'm living a lie that you can't come back from. I've lied to my daughter. I've lied to my friends. I've lied to my husband. I've lied to myself. Even the fucking horse pills I take to numb me, to make me feel less perverted, to hate myself less, they don't work because I look in the mirror and I see you. And my husband, that supposedly put me to sleep, really left me because he saw me for this shitty person that I actually am. And even though he didn't know the lies, he knew they were lies, and they were suffocating us. And now my mother, my dead fucking mother, who wants back in, my narcissistic, vindictive, sad fucking mother wants back in my life, and I know there's only one reason. It's not to help me or comfort me, God forbid. No, no, it's not to help me while I'm spinning out of fucking control. You're here to expose me. Well, guess what? You are too late. So what else have you got? What else have you got? How are you gonna blow up my life when it's already shredded to pieces?
It's scary, you know? Being in a love like this. When someone can make you feel this safe, that can block out the entire fucked up world. I don't know, maybe this isn't the sexiest thing in the world, but it's all I want right now. He makes me feel safe. And for the first time in my life, I'm not scared.
Call Petra.
Hello.
I'm in.
What?
Let's really do this thing. Let's blow it up. Grow the business. All of it.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I am. And I'm feeling good.
Dragonfly out in the sun, you know what I mean. Dirty Diana stars Demi Moore as Diana, Clay Spang as Oliver, Mackenzie Davis as Amanda, Ava Gray as Erica, Carmine Jogo as Petra, Leslie Ann Warren as Jean, Dolly Wells as Loren, Penelope Ann Miller as Cassie, Max Greenfield as Doug, and John Tenney as Alan, with additional performances by Max Marshall, Carmen Tonarelli, Neil Lewis, Lauren Weissman, Debbie Derryberry, Claire Margaret Corlett, Ryan Walsh. Created and directed by Shauna Festi. Written by Shauna Festi and Jen Besser. Executive produced by Demi Moore, Shauna Festi, Jen Besser, Rob Herding, Dave Henning, Brian Kavanaugh-Jones, and Fred Berger. Produced by Tess Ryan and Sandra Yi Ling. Original music and composition by Darren Johnson. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh and Ben Milcho. Edited by Millie Iatru, Ryan Walsh, and Ben Milchev. Sound design by Katie Halliday. Additional sound design by Justin Davey and Ryan Sullivan. Mix and mastering by Ben Milchev. Sound design and mix consulting by Matt Yoakum. Casting by Chelsea Block and Marisol Roncalli at Atomic Honey. Music supervision by Andrew Kahn and Eric Such at Good Ear Music Supervision. Assistant Director Lynn D'Angona. Script Supervisor Lucia Pierre. Assistant Engineering and Editing by Neely Oftering. Production Coordinator Anna Basha Yoakum. Post Coordinator Rachel Yanover. Dirty Diana is a Q Code production.
Hey, this is Eric Molinsky, host of the podcast Imaginary Worlds. Each episode, I explore different sci-fi fantasy genres, talking with filmmakers, novelists, game designers, cosplayers, comic book artists, and anyone who works in the field of make-believe. I also look at the fan experience, asking, why do we suspend our disbelief? You can subscribe to Imaginary Worlds wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready for Tangents with Tyler and Todd, a brand new podcast that will be the newest addition to your weekly routine. Hi, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Todd, and we're your hosts, ready to dive in headfirst as we explore life's biggest questions.
We were kind of caught up in other people's goals of what's normal.
And not for a moment did we let up the gas enough to think, what do we want? While giving ourselves permission to go completely off the rails. I don't think that dildo is, you can make it an adjective.
Dildoing?
Yeah.
Did I do that or did they?
It's giving comedy show with a sprinkle of soul searching on top. Premiering October 18th, Tangents with Tyler and Todd is your new go-to podcast that will make you laugh, cry, and question everything.
With new episodes every Wednesday, get ready to laugh, learn, and grow with us every week. Tangents is coming and you won't want to miss this.
Mark your calendars for October 18th and subscribe to Tangents with Tyler and Todd wherever you listen to your podcasts.